that's the last one in this schedule. I swear, seems like every team is rife with injuries this year. If I was a betting woman, I'd probably be pissed at his school's performance. Oh well, I get paid either way. Though, I do miss being able to sit around and goof off on my laptop. Another one. Thought my schedule was clear. Come in. Door's open. Oh, you're one of the normal students, aren't you? I'm sorry. I've had a full schedule from all the university sports teams all day long. Part of me was expecting you to be one of the players. I don't believe I've seen you around here before. Are you a freshman, perhaps? I see. Well, what can I do for you? Are you sick? Hurt? When's the last time you had a physical or a checkup? Not since you left high school. Is that something you'd like done? Or... scheduled for later? Alright, we can do that. Then in that case, what exactly are you looking for today? Your stomach hurts? I see. Well, what have you eaten in the past 24 hours? Nothing. Well, that certainly could be part of the cause. Though, I've done plenty of extended fasts myself, and typically it doesn't hurt. Is there any particular reason why you aren't eating? Stress? We aren't anywhere near exam times. Well, my specialty is internal medicine, and to a lesser degree, sports medicine, but I have spent a few years dabbling in psychology. Normally, I'd point you in the direction of the university's counselors, but that position still hasn't been properly filled. You wouldn't be the first student to come to me simply to talk through things. Here, let me lock the door. I don't have any more appointments for the rest of the day, so we should have plenty of time to talk about whatever. But I'd still rather not have someone blunder into my office while we're talking about your personal things. Here, let's move to the other side of the room. There's a bed you can sit on there. Come, don't be shy. Take a seat. You can talk to me openly, you know. If you're worried about me being staff, you don't have to. I put my pride, as a medical professional, far above the university. It's not that. You're having a hard time adjusting to the university. I see. You aren't alone in that, you know. All the recent education reforms, they completely changed life for a lot of folks, myself included. Though it made for a good job for me, taking care of the university students full time. It's easier in some ways than running a private practice, and in others, more difficult. You slid in right on the tail end of all the upheaval. You know, you're part of the first wave of students that get to experience it all. So, is there anything in particular about it that's got you down? Like I said, you can talk to me. I won't tell anyone. You miss your family. I've heard that one a lot. There's not much to do about that, other than calling home or having them visit you. That's just part of the new system. The university is supposed to be your home away from home. Or so they say. Everything that would otherwise cause difficulty or distractions has been taken care of. Food, healthcare, a place to sleep. All so that you can focus on your studies. If you ask me, I think it's a bit much. But that's not my place to say. I am merely a doctor, after all. Anyway, the best thing I can suggest is to give your family a call and talk to them. I'd wager you'll get used to it soon enough. 4 years will pass before you know it. Have you tried making friends with the other students? Or picking up a hobby? There's plenty of activities here outside of your studies. You brought your laptop with you? Good. Be careful, though. Make sure you only use it during personal time. Some of the other staff might get a bit antsy if they think you're messing with it during class hours. What am I doing? Taking notes. Don't worry. Nobody gets to see what I write in your file, except for me. Doctor-patient confidentiality, you know. But if I am going to take care of you, I need to make a record for myself. What about the other students? Are you getting on well with them? Have you made any friends yet? You haven't? Do you want to talk about it? You feel like you don't fit in? I see. Do you think that's the source of your stress? I see. Well, I certainly don't blame you for feeling that way. Tell me, is there some reason you think that's the case? Are the other students making you feel like an outsider? They aren't doing anything to you. Then what is it? Everyone feels off. Can you elaborate? They feel like puppets. I think I understand more than you would know. Does it all just feel like one big machine, and the rest of the students are merely cogs? That's it? I thought as much. Is this the first time you felt this way? You felt like that when you were younger as well? I imagine it was less exacerbated when you had time away from it all. The freedom to do what you pleased and go where you pleased on your own time. I've got the right of it. In that case, I don't think I've got an easy answer for you. But I can tell you what I think. And maybe it'll make you feel a bit better. I think you're a lot like me. When I was your age, I didn't fit in either. That's because we're more unique people. We see the world around us differently than normal people do. I imagine that you feel dissatisfied with your classwork as well. That's what I expected. You don't belong here at all. I'm gonna take a guess that your family pushed you into this. Yeah, that's what I thought. You know what you need the most right now? You need a mentor. Someone who has suffered and struggled through what you're dealing with right now. You need someone like me. That's right. You need the guidance of an older woman. Someone who's been through it all. How old am I? Oh, my dear, hasn't anyone ever told you it's impolite to ask a woman her age? Let's just say I'm, at the very least, old enough to be your mother. Ah, that slight gasp. Are you perhaps excited by older women? How old did you think I was, anyway? Oh, that's so kind of you to say. I do put a lot of effort into taking care of myself. Sounds like it's paying off. So, what do you think? Would you like me to... guide you through these troubled waters? Ah, how positively delightful. That's a good girl. A young lady like you needs all the help she can get. Then in that case, shall we make our agreement official? How? Oh, that's simple. Just like this. You know, you kiss awfully well for someone as fresh-faced as you are. Oh, and the dazed look on your face. My, my, what are we to do with you? One kiss, and you're already all mine. You should take a look at yourself in the mirror. You know, your lips are smeared with my red lipstick. This isn't what you expected to happen. Well, life is always full of surprises, isn't it? But you liked it, am I right? Or are you going to tell me that this entire time you didn't even have a single fleeting thought about what my lips would feel like? Your honesty is refreshing. I like that. Then perhaps I'll reward you by staining your body with even more of my lipstick. How does that sound? Oh, how precious. You can barely stutter out an answer. Well, you already told me you like it. So that's all the answer I need. Of course, if you want me to stop, you can certainly tell me at any time. Keep going. Oh, good, good. You're such a good girl. You are positively a mess. Your lips, your face, your neck, all stained with my crimson lips. Ooh, it's the sight of a girl who has been thoroughly claimed. You have such a dazed, content look on your face. See, I told you this is what you needed. I was right. Of course I was. And to think, there is so much more that I have to teach you still. But what if my lips worked their way down your body? Somewhere lower. Much, much lower. Ah, oh, what did I have in mind? Oh, how innocent. How about I show you? I expect you'll learn faster with a hands-on experience. And it gives me a chance to give you a more personal sort of checkup. My, my. I've never had a girl answer yes so fast in my life. Good. Take off your pants for me, and I'll freshen up my lipstick. We've got all the time in the world to enjoy ourselves. So I want to make sure that you have an experience you'll never forget. That should be good for the evening. Now, let's see about... Ooh, already out of your clothes. Good girl. But why are you covering yourself? Are you getting nervous on me? Oh, how precious. Come, come. You've already made it this far. Let me take a look. Beautiful. You even keep it trim. Good girl. I can't wait to get a taste of that beautiful pussy. I am going to enjoy this. Sit back in the bed and spread your legs for me, my dear. Yes, yes. Such an obedient girl. I do rather like that. Let's see. Where shall I start? Perhaps with your stomach? Ah, you twitched slightly when I kissed you. Are you excited? Do my warm lips feel nice on your skin? God. You're gonna get plenty of them. Let me slide down here and plant a kiss on your thighs. You're shaking. Does my hot breath tickle? You're getting impatient, aren't you? Do you want to feel my lips on your pussy? All you need to do is ask nicely. So eager. But in that case, I'll give you what you desire the most. Your pussy is so soft and wet. You're drenched. Look, it's stained red with my lipstick. Imagine walking around the university, your body covered in my lipstick marks. Nobody would be the wiser, but you and I would know. The mark of your submission to me. Wouldn't that be delightful? Your breathing is getting so ragged. You don't need to respond right now. All you need to do is relax and let me work my magic, my dear. You taste so good. Oh, I love the way you squirm with my tongue inside of you. Does it really feel that good? Those quick little nods. Good. I'm glad. Oh, you are absolutely drenched. Oh, God, good girl. Drowning in your pussy juice. Can't get enough of this. So good. Oh, your legs are shaking so much. Your knees are quivering. You must be feeling really good. Is this your first time being eaten out by another woman? It is. I'm glad to be your first. Ah. absolutely drowning in your nectar. Oh, you're such a good girl. You're trying so hard to hold out, aren't you? God, I'm not done with you yet. So keep trying your best for me, will you? Oh, you taste so good. I can get addicted to this. Imagine spending every night on your back, your legs spread, your entire body quivering. As I bury my tongue inside of you. You'd like that, wouldn't you? But you've got to work extra hard for me, too, if that's the case. Maybe I'll put a collar on you. And use you as my chair. Imagine your face buried in my wet pussy. While I sit on top of your face and casually fill out my paperwork while you desperately tongue me. Oh, and the way you're shaking, I can tell you like that idea. Oh, you love that, wouldn't you? Oh, you loved me in my bed. Head empty. No thoughts. Existing solely to service your mistress. Oh, your body shaking so much. I love the way you quiver. Squirt all over me. Delicious. Fuck. You squirted in so hard. That was good. Good. You're such a good girl. I have half a mind to keep you here all night. Tongue fucking your pussy the entire time. But that'd probably draw a bit of attention. Can't let it get too late. Well, I may not be monitored that closely by the university. It would be more than a bit odd if I left my office, say, 4 or 5 hours late. Take a moment to catch your breath, though. There's no rush yet. You think you're good already? Ah, the joys of youth. I remember when I used to recover that quickly. Throw your clothes on then, and we can slip out of here. Clean up. My dear, surely you aren't that eager to wipe away my lipstick. See, do you really need to clean up? You'd much rather spend the night marked with my lips, wouldn't you? Good girl. You can wash it off in the morning. I want you to spend the night covered in my kisses, thinking, dreaming about what I'll do to you next time. Though, we probably should at least clean out the visible marks in your face and neck. Of course there's gonna be a next time. I told you that you needed a mentor, and you agreed oh so eagerly. In fact, I think we should schedule a proper checkup for you. Oh, I would just love to give you a physical exam. Why don't you swing by tomorrow, near the end of day, and we'll sort something out. Good. It's a date, then. Come here. You've been such a good girl for me. Now, let me clean you up. Just a little bit. And then, you can be on your way. You're heading out first. I do have a bit of paperwork to take care of. And it'll be less suspicious if you leave by yourself. Just a bit more here and... there. Nobody will suspect a thing. Now, be off. I'll see you tomorrow afternoon. Sleep well, my dear. Dream of me. I know I'll be doing the same in return.